All right, Bill, thank you for the introduction. It's great to be here today with you all at Beltwide Cotton Conferences. Sometimes you draw the short stick in life and you have to present on some varieties that you're not too proud of, but today, for some reason, I got blessed to talk about 333. It makes it a lot easier to talk about a variety that's got a lot of momentum behind it and excitement with your coworkers. I'd like to recognize the rest of the Cotton Development Specialist team as they help provide data and information for this presentation, as well as our marketing group out of Indianapolis. And we'll just jump right in. And one of the things that we're proud of with Phytogen is the tradition we're starting to bring to the cotton market. For 4 years in a row, we've had the number one planted upland cotton variety in the U.S., starting with 375 1 year and then 499 for the last 3 years. I really put this slide in here more to show you guys some of the competition out there that we have that plays on a large percentage of the acres across the belt. So as I continue to go through and present information about 333, we'll reference back to some of these competitive varieties that we go head-to-head against on large acres each year. But we are proud of the tradition. We're starting at Phytogen, and we feel like 333 will follow in the footsteps of some of these other great varieties that we've introduced in the past. 333 is a very early maturing variety. In fact, it's probably the earliest maturing thing in our pipeline right now, other than 222, which we'll get to hear about a little bit later. It's a medium to tall plant, but it is responsive to plant growth regulators, particularly whenever it does have a good boll load. It doesn't take a lot of PGR to slow this variety down, and it is very easy to defoliate and open late in the growing season. From a fiber quality perspective, if we look at about 195 trials over the last 2 years, we're looking at an average of 42% turnout at the gin, micronair in the 4.2 range, staple of 38, 30.4 grams per text on the strength, and very good uniformity at 83.5%. So this is a variety that not only yields well, but it also pays a little extra there at the end of the year, some premiums. The background on 333 is from a cross that was made in Leland, Mississippi in 2002. It was originally selected and bulked as an F6 progeny row in 2007. And since that time, beginning in 2008, we've had conventional yield and fiber evaluations. Starting in 2012, there were multiple converted lines with wide strike flex technology that were evaluated, and it was selected to go forward with 3122 line 40 after evaluation and many trials in 2013. As far as seed production is concerned early on, we produce all of our first year seed in California and had that introduced on small quantities in 2014. So what I'd like to do through the data slides here in just the next few minutes is to look at 333 and compare it to the competitive varieties that are out there on a wide number of acres. So if we just look across the belt, you know, a variety like 499, it was the most planted variety, we'll compare to it and then also some for some other companies. But if we just compare 333 overall, in about 89 trials, it averaged 1,552 pounds of yield. And just the average of all of those other varieties that are on a large number of acres average 1,398 pounds. So that's a fairly good advantage for 333 whenever you look at it just from a broad adaptability standpoint. Down towards the bottom, if we look at the fiber quality, we have fiber data back from 62 trials from the last 2 years. Again, confirming some of those numbers we saw in the averages on that previous slide of about a 42% turnout and a 38 staple, which does give us some premiums there towards the end of the year. If we look at the varieties that are just, you know, mainly planted in the Delta area along the river, we compare 333 with an average yield of about 1,413 pounds to those other five competitors there with an average of 1,282 pounds. So again, you know, well over 150 pound advantage for 333 compared to competition. From a fiber standpoint, and in 38 trials in the Delta over the last 2 years, again, you know, you're seeing a 41% turnout and a 38 staple. You have a continued low micronair of 4.25 for this area. Continuing on over to the southeast, some of the competitive varieties changed this time. But if we look, 333 averaged 1,510 pounds in 42 trials. Comparing that to the other five competitive varieties, averaging 1,362 pounds. So again, you know, outperforming the competition, and even something that does really well from us in 499 in the southeast. Fiber quality from 20 trials over the last 2 years in the southeast, you're looking again at, you know, a little over 42% turnout and a 39 staple length. So yield and fiber going together quite well. In the southwest, we have a very limited number of trials. This is public data we're looking at, so there's a very limited number of trials. In fact, in this data set, we've only got five trials in there as of now. But comparing it to the other varieties that get planted in the southwest, you know, we have a very good yield advantage there as well. In fact, right at 200 pounds, with a very good turnout at 43% and a staple length of 38. So we're very excited about, you know, how we compare to our competition. How do we compare to ourselves across the Cotton Belt? With 499 being planted on a wide number of acres, we always want to be able to beat our older materials with something new that's coming out. 333, you know, in all these trials where we went head-to-head against our own varieties, where it's 1,585-pound average with a 1,461-pound average for 499, 339, and 427. Again, you know, very similar on the fiber characteristics as we've seen in the past, 38 staple, 42% gin turnout. And this comes from over 130 trials for yield and 84 trials for fiber. So we're very, very pleased with how it's working. Just looking at a little bit of the growth characteristics coming from the North Delta area where I work, 333, you know, is more of a mid to tall plant. It's not going to be quite as tall as something like a 499 or a 339, but it is going to, you know, be a little bit taller than some of the other varieties that are out there in the marketplace now. As far as maturity goes, if we look over to note above crack bowl, you know, it was one of the earliest things in these trials as far as maturity goes, being somewhere in the neighborhood of about 5 to 7 days earlier than a variety like 499. One of the things that we do at Phytogen is we put all of our data, and we get all the data from public programs in the seed matrix, and we like to look at some of the tools that they have. One of the tools they have is a product called Top Performer. And what we'll do is if we look in here, in this top performing category, these are 71% of the time 333 was in the top 20% of the trial averages. If you look at it and add the 18% of the time that it was above average, you're looking at about 89% of the time in trials across the U.S. that 333 was above the trial average. Only 11% of the time was it below average. So a very good yielding variety across the Cotton Belt. Another tool that they have is one that where you can look at benchmark performance, and so you put 333 in there as your benchmark, and it'll come back and tell you the varieties that it was tested against and the number of times that it was tested against those varieties. So something like the Stoneville varieties, we're looking at 42 and 76 different comparisons, and when you come all the way out here on the right-hand side, what you'll find is that we have about an 85-pound yield advantage over the nearest competition in head-to-head trials over the last 2 years. From a stability standpoint, if we're looking at 333, how well does it do in low-yielding and high-yielding environments? It's very stable. It has a slope of about 1, so it's going to perform, you know, equally well in low, mid, or high-yielding environments. So just to wrap up, 333 was placed across the belt this year in a number of large-scale field plots and also in OVTs with public sector universities in 2013 and 14. Has very high yield potential and very excellent fiber quality. It's early maturing, and so we expect to see it starting to go across quite a few acres. It was introduced on a limited basis in 2014, and currently for 2015, our plan is to sell it broadly across the belt. However, it will still be on allocation because it is only a second-year variety. With that, I'll be happy to answer any questions if anyone has any.
Any questions?
Thank you, Bill.